right. Well, hello there, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, into another edition of Chamber Chat. So glad that you're joining us. We're coming to you tonight live from Home Plate Diner. 25 years, ladies and gentlemen, of service. They're actually our business of the month. Gavin, I just had the opportunity to give that award out to him. So we're really happy about that, really excited. And as Megan eats in front of me, enjoying this delicious food, so we're so that's very nice of her. But we do have the owner, the one that started this all. Welcome into the podcast.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
How's it going? Hadn't seen you in a while. How you been doing?
It's been a while.
Doing good. I see you got your boys working here.
Yeah, they're both up here now. They've been up here pretty much their whole lives, so it was nothing new to them.
Family, your wife, it really is now. It's a family affair.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Man, first of all, congratulations on 25 years. That's outstanding. I said when I presented the award a while ago, 25 years of doing anything. You don't do anything for 25 years if you're not doing a good job. People will not keep coming back. So first of all, introduce yourself to everybody that's never listened to you before.
So I'm Noah Truitt.
Yeah.
This was an inherited type of legacy. This is not something that I started. My father-in-law, Rob Skates, who's baseball memorabilia, is cluttering the whole restaurant here.
Gotcha.
He started it up along with another Hueytown native, Billy Holiday, back in 2001. They had an idea. They just wanted to get out, work for themselves. So they started it up and took a page out of Holiday's old playbook. You know, that was a restaurant down here where the one of the Mexican places is down by the railroad tracks.
I remember that as well. Yeah.
So they ran that for a couple decades as well. I don't know how long they were in.
That was around for a while. Yeah.
But yeah, they took a page out of that playbook. Actually, stole some of the old cooks that they had there. Went and tracked them down and brought them here. Got this place started up, and it's just been when we started or when they started, there was really nothing else like this around this area. So it was a good time, and there really is still not much around like this. So it's we've got kind of a good little niche here.
Yeah, and Hueytown people, if it's good, they're loyal. Yeah. Those headphones might work. I don't know yet. We're having some trouble with them. but if, like I was saying, Hueytown people, if it's good, they're going to keep coming back.
Yeah,
now,
hey, everybody wants their food to be right. That's why food is such a hard industry. I mean, my hat's off to anybody who decides to do it, whether it's a corporate thing like across the street at Chick-fil-A or a mom and pop's business. People are very picky about their food. Everybody wants their food to be right, and they expect a certain amount of they just have high expectations, I think, anywhere they go. So if you can just be consistent and be concerned, because you're not going to get everything right all the time.
No.
But if you can be concerned and try to put out a good product, just put your heart into it, do it, people will appreciate it. And that's evidenced by, the ladies at the Chamber who have kind of taken us under their wing here, because this is kind of a new chapter for us as well, because we'd not been a part of that as much in the past. So if you just again be consistent and show some concern and get involved in the community, that's the way to do it.
And again, as a member of the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, we're so glad that you're a part of us.
Yeah,
and
I appreciate it.
And this bingo is kind of caught on. We started kind of doing this a little bit last year, and now it's one of the more popular little things we do. And like this restaurant tonight is jumping because of this.
Well, and I talked to Sharon over at Speedy's, Blair.
Yeah,
and they had a good turnout with it when they did it. So we were hoping for the same, and it has done better than what we thought. So it's been really good. We got people coming from all the way across town, Alabaster area, just because they want to come have some fun and have some decent food.
So, since you took over to now, what has been the biggest challenge that's going on now that didn't really happen when you first started?
That didn't happen when I first started?
Yeah.
I don't know if it didn't happen when I first started, but people, and this has been true since it started, people, talking about employees.
There you go. I thought you'd go there. Yeah.
That's your biggest concern usually, because it takes, we have 29, give or take, employees at any given time, and it takes all of them to be able to do this well. And so when you have people who are out, who are sick, who are, God forbid, you know, something happens to them, whatever, you have to have somebody then trained up to come in behind that. And doing that as a small business
is
always tough. But I think probably just really since COVID, that whole landscape obviously has changed, probably for the worse a little bit.
Oh, absolutely for the worse, yeah.
So, you know, you're just trying to always keep up with that and do things for your people that other places can't, because I can't pay my people probably as well as other places can, corporate places, meaning. But what I can do is things that they can't, and that's treat them like family, give them, you know, things in that arena that other people can't afford to do because of, you know, corporate politics and whatnot.
And sometimes that can mean more than money. I mean, somebody talking to you like you're a human being,
right?
And respectful, and you know, hey, listen, I can't. My baby's sick. I can't work today. Yeah. And you working around and helping people, I think that can make a big difference.
It was one of my greatest pleasures of doing this, especially with young guys, but even with some of the older guys that are older than me.
Yeah,
I've had the opportunity to be able to sit down and talk with people about finances, to talk to people about, hey, just hit things head on. That's been a big thing. I've helped a couple guys get things straightened out, just because it's, hey, don't put it off. Let's tackle things head on. Go ahead and deal with this. It's going to be an issue tomorrow as well, so let's just go ahead and take care of it today. And so doing those kinds of things, but then also for some of my college age kids or my high school kids that come in and work, being able to teach them those things. I mean, it's a continuation. Same thing you do with the Boys and Girls Club. You know, being able to teach those guys, hey, there's a way that you can be successful, and really it's not even that hard. You just have to put out a little bit of effort and have some compassion. Again,
exactly.
Care and concern.
If you're willing to work right now, if you're listening and you're in that out of high school, college, that kind of age, if you're willing to work, you can be successful. You can make a good living for yourself, your family, your future family. But the key to that whole sentence is work.
Right.
You got to be willing to work,
right?
And hopefully, we're starting to see the turn where that's starting to get better. Because there was a time, like you said, right after COVID, I mean, people were just getting paid to not do anything,
right?
And so that's a big jump. If you're going to just pay me to do nothing, or I got to get up and I got to be at work at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning and work all day. So there is a difference, but I think you're starting to see that turn. Hopefully, back better for the workforce.
Sure, I think so. And you've probably heard the same things I've heard. I always hear, and I think this is just a thing. Maybe it's a rite of passage for older generations to say, "Well, this younger generation."
Yeah,
I never have seen that, honestly. I don't care, up and down the board, even all the way back to, I'll go back to the greatest generation. I mean, you're always going to have people who are slackers.
Sure.
You're always going to have people who are exceptional.
Yeah.
And you're going to have everybody in between. And so what I like to do is I like to key in on what people enjoy or what they're good at or what maybe they don't even know they're good at, and help them foster that and bring that up to the light. And man, it makes such a difference because you see it in their eyes.
Yeah.
Again, you've seen it with all the boys and girls you've seen in your day.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they hit on something, it makes them proud, and it makes them want to do that work. Because, hey, life is work. God said, hey, you messed up, so now you're going to have to work. And, hey, you better get used to it.
Yeah, but with that being said, the rewards, the benefits, all that time, and – here, the relationships that you're making, because like I said, you're family. So I would think this is an environment where you want to come work. You're excited.
Yeah,
and it might be.
So.
And for some people, could be the only family they have.
That's right.
That's something to think about, too.
That's
I see that in my career, what I do. And so I think it's good. Now, let me know about your boys. So I knew them as kids. Are they excited? And this is something they want to keep doing. Is it when a few years when you say, okay, I'm going to pull back a little bit, is that something they think they can do?
Well, so quick story on that.
Okay.
So Eli, he's my oldest.
Sure.
He has always had it in his head that he wants to be on the water. He loves fishing. His grandfather, Rob, my father-in-law, got him hooked at a young age.
That's a good life.
and he loved that. He always wanted to go down there, and I think he still does.
Yeah.
When my father-in-law got ready to retire, and he wanted to get out, I took this to them, and they were both still in high school at the time, and I said, hey, guys, this is a big decision, and I know you can't really make it for yourselves, but I want you to speak up and tell me what you think about doing this, because we can do it, but I need help.
Yeah.
And they were both on board.
Okay.
Now, Sam, the younger, He uh, he thinks he wants to take it over.
Great.
One day. So I'm happy to groom him for that and let that play out, just like you were talking about. So that'd be great. But in the meantime, they're both bought in to making it successful in the short term, even if it is just a stepping stone. Even if it becomes a stepping stone for Sam as well.
Sure.
It's something that they're bought into, and you always butt heads a little bit, but it's made our relationship better as well.
Yeah.
So I enjoy it. I love it. I don't have any complaints about
it. And they're kind of learning the job. I'm sure you got them started from the bottom. They're working their way up. They're learning every aspect of it.
Yeah.
And they're probably learning from you how to treat people, how to be a good boss, because that's so important.
Yeah, and they have a bad role model. I'll just be honest. I am not a good boss. I think I'm an exceptional worker. Yeah. I'm not a great boss. I try to be.
Yeah.
Where I lack is being encouraging. And,
sure.
And I just don't have that. Naturally, I don't have that encouraging spirit. Like, my father-in-law had a great, and I got to watch him for years and see that's, I know I need to do that, but I try to get better, but, you know. That's where I lack. So hopefully they have learned from their grandfather, and they'll take that with them.
Well, but in fairness, you're running a restaurant. A lot of stuff going on. Very busy. You probably don't have time to really. Hey, you drop that plate. That's okay. You know, you got to keep things moving, right?
Yeah. You do. But you try to hit those when it's really crucial. You really want to hit those.
And
you want to give an attaboy. Yeah. You want to give somebody a pat on the back and tell them, hey, man, this has been, you know, after a night like tonight, you know, I'll go up to my guys. I'll say, hey, we made it through. It was hectic. You guys did a good job. Let's keep that up. And it goes a long way. It goes a really long way to making things better in the long term.
Oh, absolutely. Are y'all open 7 days a week, 6 days a week?
No, we're open Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. until 8 p.m.
Okay.
And then close Saturday. We come back in. We work a half day Sunday, so we're 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Kind of after school, after church, kind of lunch
thing.
That's
right.
Yeah.
That's
right. Yeah. Well, that's good. You know, in a restaurant business, because I've had several people in the family, you don't get a lot of Saturdays off.
No. Well. And that's just, I think in the beginning they were open 7 days.
Yeah.
They did that for about 6 months, realized, hey, we can't.
Yeah.
This is not sustainable.
Sure.
And so they took off, and it's worked out great.
Yeah. You know, so if you work at home plate, you get to watch Alabama or Auburn on Saturdays.
That's right.
That's worth some points right there.
And let me just say, though, even if they're playing during the week, if it's a Thursday night, we've got it on the TVs up here, too, so don't even
worry
about
good.
That.
So any point in time, you're going to get to watch
that's
football.
That's right.
All right. What's the most, what do you think is the most requested item here? What do you think is the most liked food?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, so if you go by sheer numbers, and we said this at our 25th anniversary celebration, hamburger steak is something we have on the menu every single day.
Love it. My favorite meal.
Somewhere around, I think we said August of 28, we will hit the 1 million mark on hamburger steaks.
That is awesome. You got to put that on social media. You got to celebrate that.
So now that, let me just disclaimer on that. ChatGPT helped me do the math on that. So
Chat's always right.
Right, exactly. So, but yeah, somewhere around there will be that. So I think that's probably the number one. But we get a lot of requests for odd niche stuff too. You know, like squash casserole is a big one.
That's my favorite vegetable.
A lot of the casseroles are good, and not a lot of people do those things anymore.
No.
So you know,
this kind of food, comfort food, southern food, comfort food is kind of, it's not at a lot of places.
Right.
You know, you don't get that everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really around this area. You know, and I'm not in Hueytown as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
My job's admin offices, but. When I come out here, this is where you want to go to get vegetables because it's not really happening in other places around town.
Not with the variety that we have anyway. So, you know, you can get mashed potatoes and gravy at any KFC or whatever.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about, hey, I need some purple whole peas, or I want some, let me get some turnip greens or, you know, something of that nature, you're not going to find that just anywhere.
No, you're not.
Now, there are a lot of small places that are bringing that back or doing that in a limited fashion. But we try to keep up with – we model ourselves after like a Nicky's. We're not that big. We're not that fast.
You're much nicer, though, because there's too much pressure when you go to Nicky's. I'm just saying, the food's good, but you got to know what you're going to order. They're not waiting on you there.
Yeah.
You are much better at your
– we try to be.
All right, a couple more things. First and foremost, what's your go-to? What are you eating? You know, you've had it all. What's your go-to plate?
Man, I love fried chicken.
It's hard not to, right?
I can't get away from fried chicken. But like Thursdays, I love meatloaf as well. It's another one of my favorites. Hey, I really like the fried fish. Ooh, so, man. You know, it just depends on what the – and that's why I enjoy places like this. And yeah. I always have, even when I was in college, going to City Cafe down in Tuscaloosa, that was –
People that don't know about that place. And oh, it's still God. And it's still cheap.
Oh,
it's
yes.
still the same
yeah.
amount of money.
yeah. Used to, you could get 2 meats, 8 vegetables, and a slice of pie and some tea yeah. for like $12. You know? So, you know, yeah. but, yeah, we're not that cheap. Those are the kinds of things that I look for when I go out to eat. I look yeah. for places with some variety, and we change every day.
Yeah.
So you get some variety. You may have to wait. Now, that means you may have to wait a week.
Yeah.
You know, if you just missed it by a day, then you may have to wait a week to get your number one item. But
you have your staples, though, pretty much. Right. You know, because your mac and cheese. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's my family's from Chilton County, so that's always there, right?
Oh, yeah. Mac and cheese, green beans, cream potatoes, corn, that's every day. Hamburger steak every day, and then you know we try to mix up the other meats and vegetables.
Well, listen, thank you so much for letting us come out and be a part of this. I think bingo, you can tell by the packed house, the community loves it, right? People are having fun. And again, 25 years. I mean, that's just an amazing, amazing milestone. You have to be so proud.
Well, I appreciate it. That's I really appreciate all the publicity we've gotten from doing this, and the help that we've gotten from the chamber and from the city. And it's just if we keep pumping into our city and making things better, we get better things.
Absolutely.
That's the only way you get them.
Yeah.
You can sit around and complain about things all day, but that's not going to make a big change. You got to get out there and put your hands to the plow.
Exactly.
And do some things. So.
And it takes a village. We all have to work together
right.
in that. You know.
That's right.
I hear people all the time say, well, there's nothing going on in Huey Town. Let me tell you something. There's stuff going on with us all the time,
right.
with the Art Council, with the Chamber. So there's always events. So like you said, you want to be a part of it, come on out. It's an open invitation.
That's right.
Always. Well, anyway,
absolutely.
I know you're busy. Get back to work. It's good yeah. seeing you again.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie. It's good
to
see you too, man.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Thank y'all, and thank y'all for doing this.
Oh, thank you for having us. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. 25 years. If you're looking for some good food, you want to be a part of it's a Huey Town tradition. I mean, come out to Home Plate. It's across the street from Chick-fil-A. It's over here close to the old Gary Wood Assembly. I guess it's Kingdom Culture now, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And I mean, listen, it's good food. There's not a lot of meat and threes out there anymore. And, you know, you got it here. By the way, in the background, if you hear some of the noise, we're actually recording live tonight as we have bingo with the chamber in the background.
That?
Huh?
I don't know. Did you mention that?
I don't think I mentioned it. There are people just hearing somebody scream in the background and like, what's going on in the podcast? Like, we're actually at Home Plate. They're doing bingo tonight. And it is a full house.
Very full.
And it's loud, but we're having a good time. And we want to thank so much. Like I said, I mean, Noah's such a good guy. His two kids I've known for a long time. And so it's been a lot of fun. And I think we're going to have somebody else in a second. Is that what I heard?
I believe she pointed at Cam's Lemonade. I'm not positive.
Okay, so hopefully I tell you what, if you want to go find out real quick, and
okay.
I'll talk about some of the events we got coming on.
Alrighty.
We'll try to get Cam's Lemonade. Here she comes. See if she can let her know to get her a guest. You got a lot of these live events because people are coming up passing me notes and talking to me and stuff, and I'm just kind of going through the motions as I deal with it. But all that food, man, Megan eating in front of me made me extremely hungry. Like, I was, like, really hungry. I do want to Gavin gets back with our next guest, I do want to mention a couple of things. Let me pull it up on my trusty phone here. Let's see. Yeah, we got a lot of events. You know, the fall is the kickoff to the busiest time of year for us. I mean, there is so much going on. And I want to talk about an event coming up on August 22nd. The good thing is we're going to have the firemen and some of the policemen on our next broadcast coming up in just a little while. Our next podcast we'll have as we talk about the Battle of the Badges. That's coming on August 22nd. It's going to be at the high school. I'm trying to look up for the details of it. But we want everybody to come out, be a part of that. That's going to be so much fun. It's going to be raising money for such a great cause, the Ronald McDonald's House. Yeah, it's going to be at the Huey Town High School baseball. We're going to kick off about 7 p.m. I'm going to be there kind of announcing, doing my thing, having fun, and just really enjoying myself. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. We got a guest coming up in just a second. Gavin, you made quick work of that. Good job.
Yeah, could have been quicker.
And in just a few minutes, I'll talk about some of the more events. Like I said, fall is a crazy time for us. But first of all, we've got to get, I think, a second time on the podcast. I'm not
Should
sure.
Be. Second time.
Second time. All right. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Where's your sidekick at?
He's over there.
I guess he'll get over here when he wants to.
Right.
So Cam's Lemonade, how's it going? The last time we talked to you, y'all were just jumping, and is that continued?
Yes, it's going really well. It's kind of gotten a little above me. Good problems to have.
Oh, yeah.
But, yes, it's going exceptionally well.
So when you say above you, has it gotten so big now that you're having to get more help? That's good.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
Is you going to franchise it out?
Maybe.
Yeah. Real quick, because I know that you've talked about it before, but it's been a while. It's been a podcast. Tell everybody how it kind of got started, because it's such a great story.
A synopsis of that is,
I know.
When Cam was 7, he's 11 now, he came to me like any kid would, you know, can I, let's go, let's do. And I told him, hey, you need a job, so you can see money doesn't grow on trees. So we did what we thought was going to be a lemonade stand for one day, but we ended up going viral. And so people kept saying, hey, bring it back again the next weekend, bring it back again the next weekend. And now here we are 4 years later.
And it's in stores?
It is in stores.
And it's just like, and it's amazing how that happened. Did you ever in your wildest dreams go, we're going to make a lemonade stand, and then 4 years from now, it's going to get so big, I'm going to need some help? Was that ever even just in your mindset?
No, and the crazy thing about it is, before the lemonade stand, I had never made lemonade in my life. Yes, that's the crazy thing.
I mean, there's a talent there, evidently.
Yeah.
Was it a recipe? Was it anything? Where'd you get it from?
When I initially did it, I was just making it without measuring anything. I was just, you know, made something up. And then when I did, I was like, oh, my God, this is good lemonade. Yeah. So I just went back to try to recreate it. And then the other flavors, just they all have the same base. So I recreated kept using the same base, and then I would change the flavors.
That's just amazing to me. Favorite flavor?
Everyone asks me that every single day, and my answer is always, I'm biased because I make them all.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick, I know this is going to throw everybody, but mine is the original.
Well, I've had it. So I've been at y'all have been at our events before we do.
Right.
And I've tried different flavors. I like them all. Like I said, I love lemonade.
Oh.
So any kind that I can get. But I'm with you. I kind of like the original as well. That's usually what I go with.
Yeah. The original is safe. And I always have, fresh lemons in that. And anytime you're using the fresh fruit, the visual aid, people always are going to migrate towards that. But, I like it because it's not like boring lemonade.
Yeah.
So I still have my own little spin on it, but it's really good.
So when you started, though, I know you started the business. Was there any kind of issue like, okay, this is a business, but I know sometimes when there's taxes involved, when there's things involved, and you're having children helping you, was there any issues with that?
Yes. In like the first year, maybe 2 years, I can't remember which, but I was trying to help some kids.
Sure.
Kind of develop like I was doing with my own son, Cam, help with.
Like a junior work program kind of.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah.
And it was going to be like a one day thing where I was just going to bring, some kids his age in and let them kind of run the stand.
Sure.
And I made that post on Facebook, and someone called the Department of Labor and reported me.
That's terrible.
Yes. I mean, I never in my wildest dreams would have thought something like that would happen, but they actually called me, the Department of Labor, and told me someone had called them, so I couldn't have the quote-unquote function that I wanted to have.
The Department of Labor doesn't have enough things to worry about.
Right.
So they're going to worry about a couple of young people selling lemonade.
Yeah.
That's the government for you.
Yeah. And the guy who called me, it was sad. He said, Crystal, on a personal note, he said, I applaud everything you're doing.
Yeah.
He said, but anytime if we get one person, you can have a million people for you, but if one person call in, then we have to look into it. And so he shut it down. But that was the turning point to Cam's Lemonade.
Yeah.
Right
that,
there.
That yeah. was the, and then it really became what it was.
And that's what made it become what it was, because a lot of people didn't even know about it at the time because it was just a lemonade stand. And because that made national news, because no one could believe that someone reported our lemonade stand. So it made national news, and that's how we ended up in stores.
It's probably the best thing that happened to you when you think about it.
Oh,
somebody
yeah.
was trying to be messy and cause a problem.
Yeah.
They ended up doing you a big favor.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yes.
You're in stores. What stores are you with?
I'm in several stores across Jefferson County, but in Hueytown, I'm in the Piggly Wiggly in Hueytown and the Shell gas station in Hueytown.
And you do events and things?
Yes.
Okay.
I do most of, if not all of, the Hueytown Chamber events.
Yeah, yeah.
You can catch me on any Monday through Friday. I pop up at the Jefferson County Courthouse.
Sure.
From
okay.
10 to 2. I do a lot there. But, yeah, I'm all over Hueytown for sure.
Well, listen, that is awesome. It's so great to talk to you again.
Thank you.
And keep making that lemonade because it's delicious.
Thank you so much.
And I'm a fan.
Thank you.
You playing bingo tonight?
I am.
Have you won anything yet?
No.
Okay, let me put a word in for you. I got to help you out a little bit. Let me pull some strings.
Right. Yeah.
All right, well, take it easy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, once again, Cam's Lemonade. Listen, I'm telling you right now, if you hadn't had a chance to drink it, if you hadn't had a chance to be a part of it, you need to. We got a new chamber member, right? Are you going to sit down and join us real quick? Put that money, or bring that money to me. I'll hold it. I'll hold the money. We're going to talk to a You see how much cash you had right there?
Yeah. Again, you're just pulling a worker off the floor.
I know. Debbie's going to be so mad at me. I'm pulling workers off the floor just so they can chat with me. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks, but, you know, our newest chamber member. We had three join. I think the other two, I know Doc's been on already, so this is the first time we've had a chance to talk to you. Now, we've had you on before,
right,
talking about your business, uh-huh, My Bump Studio. How is that going, by the way, before we talk about chamber stuff?
It's going really well. We are actually expanding to the east side of town. We are just opening up our new Center Point location. We are very excited about that. So 3 years in, we're expanding, so business is going great.
Now, introduce yourself to everybody. Tell them how they can, if they're interested in My Bump, tell them how they can be involved.
If you're interested in My Bump Studio, definitely you can catch us on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, as well as TikTok.
Yeah.
Of course, on Google and Yelp. Our website is mybumpstudio.com. And actually, right now, we're in a competition with other offices in the city.
All right.
So please vote for us. You can go to mybumpstudio.com. You scroll down a little bit, and it just says click here for us to be the best 3D and 4D ultrasound studio in the city.
And I voted for you already.
Thank you.
I'm trying to continue. You got to remind me. Send the remind out in the group chat so I can do that, because I will forget. I get busy. But I have voted.
Okay.
So what made you decide you want to be a chamber a member of the board of directors?
I actually like the direction that Hueytown is going. I've been living in Pleasant Grove now for about 17 years.
Sure.
And, of course, Pleasant Grove is a smaller city, but Hueytown just has so much to offer. And once I became a business owner, I was able to see just how involved the city is with businesses, and especially small business owners. So I really like the direction the city is going. So
that's great. Are you having fun, though?
I am wow, having fun. I love what I do, so that makes it all the better.
Do you like the events you've been getting a chance to work?
I have. I actually met some good, some people.
Sure.
Since I have been working with the chamber. So, again, still really, really new.
Yeah.
But I am excited to see what the rest of the year will bring.
Well, on a positive, you get to hang out with me.
That's right. Come on now.
And you get to hear me on the microphone. So, that's got to be worth lots of money, right, Gavin?
I don't know. That's a bit of a neutral benefit.
I tell you, the problem is you've really only done kind of summer events so far, and it's hot. Let me tell you something. City Fest. That was a struggle, man.
I was
hurting that day.
Well, and I got to be under the pavilion, so I kind of got lucky.
I would have loved to have been under the pavilion. Because every time I'd go, like, the VIP room was air-conditioned. And I'd go announce bands and make announcements. Then I'd go inside, and I'd get some water. Yeah. I drink so much water that day. There's no telling. I mean, if I drank 20 bottles, that's a fair estimate.
Okay.
Because it was so hot.
Wow.
And so I have petitioned that we get a dry fit shirt. Because that cotton shirt, I got there at 1:30. By 2:15, it looked like I had jumped clear in a swimming pool. Like, just drenched. I mean, I was just so hot. But it was a great event. And, of course, I'm talking about some of the other events. The fall is a busy time for us, so we're about to get after it for the next few months.
I know,
but
I'm excited.
I'm looking forward to it, though.
Coming up on the lineup, so I'm excited to see behind the scenes of how that goes.
It's going
to
be a lot of fun. But listen, I know I want to let you get back, and I want you to keep doing what you're doing. But, hey, thank you so much for sitting down, and
of
thank
course.
You for joining. Hey, I'm glad you're a part of the team.
Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me.
Well, that's what I do.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Bye.
And if you got any more cash, you want to slide me a 20, just you know what to do. Put it over here. Nobody will ever see it. Nobody will know. It'll be our secret. Oh, great. You know what? Such a good day. And again, we keep saying this. It is a loud night tonight here.
Yeah. At, I keep having to mute mics and see if I can make people sound better.
So, unless Debbie's got anybody else she wants us to talk to, I'm going to go over some of the events we got coming up. And I want to thank our guests. And again, I had this. So, I talked about the August 22nd. We talked about that already. The Battle of the Badges. Once again, it's going to be at the high school. the proceeds, and I think they've raised a ton of money for this already, in the thousands. Ronald McDonald's House. It's going to be from the. It's going to be at 7 o'clock. It's also, we're doing kind of two events. It's National Night Out, and that event, which is Battle of the Badges. So it's going to be so much fun.
Or is that like same thing?
It's going to be same time, same thing. Now, okay. I know, unfortunately, my man Gavin is on vacation. Is that?
That is correct.
So where are you going as I try to pull up?
It might be a curveball. I'm going to Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. So my sister and her fiance, they decided to have a big group trip in celebration of their engagement, marriage.
Okay.
So they decided we're going to go to Chicago for a week.
Have you been to Chicago before?
I have not been to Chicago. It'll probably be the furthest I've been out of state besides. Wait, no, I went to the Bahamas.
You were on a cruise at one point in time, right?
Yeah, I keep forgetting about that. But, yep, furthest into the states I've been.
So, did you have a good time, though? I mean, was it fun on the cruise?
I had fun. I feel like we did a lot. There was a lot of above, 21 activities.
Yeah.
And I was not above 21. But luckily, they have infinite food. There's always food.
There's always lots of food there.
My friend probably ate 4 to 5 times a day and then just walked laps all day. That's about it.
Well, again, I hope Gavin has a good time. We're going to miss him. But we plan to be live from all of our events like we used to be as we're gearing up season 4, having fun. And we're going to be live from those events and recording. And we hopefully see you there. And Lexi, if we're recording, you ever want to come by and sit down and talk to us, we'd love to have you talk. Especially if you have a business in Hueytown or you're trying to promote something. But after the Battle of the Badges, October 3rd, we've got the Breast Cancer Awareness Brunch. That is always such a special day because of the stories you hear and the fight that people are going through. And the difference that the money that we raise that goes on that can help people. And so just think about that. We'd love to have you come out. That's at North Highlands Baptist Church. Love to have you. It sells out pretty quick, but the seats will be on sale. We'll let you know when it happens. And it might already have started, but we'll double check. October 24th, we've got the It's Fall Y'all Fest. Now, that's always a blast. And again, when you're a part of that, you get to see all the people. You get to see the costume contest. One of the things, the hayride, we've got the dino race, dinosaur. Is that happens at Fall Fest?
Yeah, inflatable, yes.
You've done that before, right?
Yeah, Fall Fest, yep.
You were quite successful, is that correct?
The first time I did it, but recently I've been washed up.
Well,
getting beat.
Well, here's the deal. I've said this before. That is an event that it kind of gets Halloween going. It gets fall. It's everything you need. It's always the weather's good. And the most important part is the frozen turkey toss.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yes, they actually throw a frozen turkey. So just something to think about, ladies and gentlemen. Come be a part of that. We'd love to have you. That's going to be happening. And then, of course, December 5th, we have on a Saturday, it's kind of a back-to-back event night. We have... the Christmas parade in the afternoon, and then we have the tree lighting ceremony. That's just a long day for the chamber, but that's what we do, right? We do it for you, and that's two special events. And then we got supper with Santa. That's going to be on December, I think it's 8th. I don't have the date in front of me, but that comes up the next week. So those are the events we got coming up. So we got jam-packed fall. We want you to be a part of it. I think it's important that you be a part of it. And come out and be a part of the community. Support your community. We don't do that enough. I can tell you
and
this. I mean, go ahead.
Adding on to that, Jamie says, come talk to us. We typically like to record 30 minutes before the event. If you ever come out and you miss us. And you can always reach out to Debbie, too.
And Debbie would, Debbie loves talking to people, so definitely be a part of that. So, with that being said, you know what? With this loudness, and we're going to cut her off. We're going to get out of here. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to go ahead and pick the go-home song, but just because, and I just found it here. We're going to go with some old school, little Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. So, for Gavin Williams, our great producer, I'm Jamie Gilmore, and until we meet again, you've been listening. The Chamber Chat. She's got a smile that it seems to me.
doing good.